And we're following the news today that John Bolton, the president's hawkish conservative national security advisor, is out. President Trump tweeted earlier that I disagreed strongly with many of his suggestions, as did others in the administration, and therefore I asked John for his resignation, which was given to me this morning. Bolton tweeted he actually offered to resign yesterday. He quit. And this afternoon, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who reportedly had a heated argument with Bolton over the president's proposed Taliban visit to Camp David, which Bolton was against, said this at a briefing.
The president's entitled to the staff that he wants at any moment. This is a staff person who works directly for the president of the United States, and he should have people that he trusts and values and whose efforts and judgments benefit him in delivering American foreign policy. It's what as cabinet member, secretary.
Let's bring in NPR's national security editor, Phil Ewing. Phil, Pompeo was also asked if he'd been surprised by this. If he hadn't been told, he said he's never surprised. He laughed. He was asked if this had to do with the disagreements he personally had. He deflected. But this can't be a big surprise, can it? I mean, Bolton has been sidelined.
That's right. And the White House is being very clear today in its messaging that this is about disagreements. The Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gridley talked to reporters at the White House, including some of our colleagues, and said this wasn't about a single issue. This was about many disagreements. As you mentioned, the president mentioned that himself on Twitter as well. And so Trump and Bolton apparently got to the point where they just couldn't keep doing this. And whichever one of them decided to make the move, he either jumped or was pushed.
Well, and describe more of the history. We mentioned the Camp David meeting, which Bolton was against. He also reportedly wasn't supportive of the president's meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. He wasn't there. The president wants love letters with the North Korean leader, John Bolton, as we said, the hawk. He pushed for that strike against Iran that was canceled. I mean, this has been going on for a while, and our colleague Michelle Kellerman said that in some ways, President Trump could hold him out as the bad cop, and so Trump could be the good cop.
That's right. And, you know, President Trump has gotten many of his advisors based on their appearances on television, the economic advisors, some State Department officials and others. He sees them on, in this case, Fox News, and likes how they look and likes what they say, and then brings them in to advise him. And in the case of Bolton, he actually was advising and consulting with the administration, according to some reports, even before he was the national security advisor. In fact, the New York Times had a big, long story in the magazine over the weekend about how Bolton, before he was national security advisor, helped with then strategist Steve Bannon and others in the White House form the Trump administration approach on getting out of the Iran nuclear deal. Mm-hmm. That apparently pleased the president, at least on some times. He and Bolton have been simpatico on Iran, but that didn't include a lot of the other things that happened once he was actually officially in the job. And they evidently have just gotten to the point where they don't think they can make it work anymore. And now the president is going to pick somebody else at some point for that job. He says that could happen next week.
Well, it's interesting you say, remind us that the president often picks members of his staff by watching them on Fox News, where Bolton was very prominent, because we're reading reporting that part of the problem is that more recently he has refused to go on television and support some of the president's plans.
That's one of the tensions that's been present for National Security Advisor Bolton since he stopped being a private citizen and became a White House employee again. He did a round of TV interviews during earlier tensions between the United States and involving other countries, including, for example, Russia and Ukraine. He was asked after Trump had suggested that the United States might recognized the borders of Ukraine after the Russian invasion of Crimea and its incursion in the east there. And the president said, well, maybe we will. We'll see what happens. Kind of a quintessential Trumpian answer. And then Bolton had the misfortune to follow that up on the Sunday shows, if my memory serves, and was asked, is the United States going to agree to these borders that were drawn after an invasion, by armed force by the Russians? And he said, no, no, that's not the policy of the United States. That was the line that he attempted to take. But it was difficult for him to keep doing that and to split his own outlook from his official duties from the wishes of the president, which can change by the day or by the hour, depending on the breaks. And more recently, as you mentioned, there was this big exchange over Afghanistan where the president wanted to have a peace conference at Camp David. Bolton apparently was against that, and that brought us to where we are today.
Phil, in just a few seconds, we have comment on that, because some would see this as unusual, that Bolton, who is the hawk, ended up being, making maybe the wisest choice in that heated meeting by telling the president, you can't have the Taliban in. They've just had several bombings, and you can't have them now. It's the anniversary of 9/11. He ended up making what some would say was the wiser decision.
Well, I don't know if it's for me to say what's wise or what's not, but what is clear is Donald Trump is going to be Donald Trump, and no advisor that has become clear over this presidency has the power to stop him from doing the things that he wants to do.
NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing, thank you.
Thank you.